WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to TheRef.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Hurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 4 of the High School Football Coaches Shows. And for the next 15 minutes, we'll be talking about the Castle Knights. They had a big win over the Boise Bulldogs last week in their home opener. We'll be back on the road tomorrow night when they'll visit Romaine Stadium to take on the Harrison Warriors. We'll come back. Doug Hurt will join us. We'll talk about the win over Boise and a look ahead to this week's game with Harrison, all during the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Castle Football Show this Thursday afternoon, Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing very well, Dan. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. All right. Well, obviously an awful lot of excitement building up to the game last week. The new turf field, everything is done. You've got some additions there inside John Lighty Field at Castle Stadium. I mean, everything just looked perfect. And then obviously Bossy coming in for the home opener. And you guys, running clock in the second half, pick up victory number 2. Just some final thoughts on the win over Bossy.
Well, Dan, I think we've talked long enough that anytime you get a win in the SIC, I think you're ecstatic. They're hard to come by, as we found out the previous week. Bossy came in, and I think they were doing some things really, really well. Unfortunately, they made a few mistakes that we were able to capitalize on, but I thought we were most worried about our team, and we took a step forward in the right direction, I think, in several phases. Several phases still need work, but, offense, defense, kicking game, thought we flew around the field and played fast on defense. I think offense, we eliminated some mistakes that we had been making. And in the kicking game, we thought our kickoff and punt coverage were really good. Our return game was good. And we were able to win that battle of field position in several key areas, which I thought was a step forward. And you're always looking for those measuring sticks as you progress through the season. And while we're falling short in some areas, I think we certainly made some progress in others.
Well, obviously, let's just talk about offense. I mean, certainly you go back to the Mater Dei game. We talked about this last week and just, you know, taking care of the basketball, taking care of the football, execution and all that kind of stuff, chemistry that needs to develop between the quarterback, his skill position, offensive line. So as a group, Coach Bennett putting an offensive game plan together for the starters, and I'm sure a lot of people, second and third teamers, got in there last Friday night. But overall, the offense just looked pretty good then against Bossy.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. And I think, you know, Coach Bennett was certainly not pleased the week before. And, again, not to take any credit away from the opponent, but we, you know, we certainly made some mistakes and did our fair share of self-imploding. And you can't do that against good teams. And we found that out and hopefully, you know, humbled a little bit of our players, some of our players that came in and very high expectations. We've got, a couple – you know, highly recruited guys, and I think sometimes you can fall into the trap of thinking, you know, you're pretty good before you are, and you still have to go out and prep every week. You still have to go play the game, and we have a lot of work ahead of us. But I did think that our offense was a little bit more diversified on Friday night. I thought we got the ball around pretty well. Bowden made some very nice throws. We had time to throw, and we were a little less one-dimensional than we had been in the past. And so that was good to see that we cleaned up some mistakes in terms of turnovers, and made a step in the positive in a positive direction. So I was very happy overall. Again, you're looking at yourself and trying to gauge yourself against yourself and the measuring sticks and the bars that you set for your own performance and the things that we could control. I thought we made some real progress.
Okay, and then on the other side with Coach Lepsky in the defense, certainly, you know, allowing Mater Dei to go the length of the field there and win that football game in the final couple of minutes. But what areas defensively, front seven linebackers, secondary, I mean, all three of those different divisions on the football field defensively made an improvement last week too?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. I think certainly, you know, and we discussed this last week, and it's something that I've believed ever since I've been here and you know, utilize great resources like Tony Dungy and my old friend Mike Murphy. You know, we put this defense in back in 2006. You know, there were a couple things that Tony told me on the way out of the facility. We spent an entire day up there and, you know, great people and very helpful. And we made a pilgrimage every year until those guys were gone. And even still to this day, I talked to Mike Murphy, the linebackers coach and eventually the defensive coordinator for Caldwell, you know, very regularly. But Tony's big thing was, you know, no big plays. You know, keep it simple, play fast, let your kids have confidence in what they're doing. Don't overcomplicate it. It's not what you know, it's what they know. And, you know, the no big plays philosophy has been a hallmark of our, you know, Tampa 2 system and the way we do things since day one. And in that Mater Dei game, you know, we had four plays for 180 yards just in four plays. Not acceptable, and they were our own undoing and our own mistakes. And so I thought last week, you know, really getting back to discipline in our zone drops, in our safety and corner landmarks, both in the three deep and split safety set coverages, I thought we took a big stride forward. I thought we played fast. We had guys running around the field. We were pursuing to the ball. Like, I feel like that really that's something we emphasize and maybe sets us apart in the conference each and every year is our pursuit to the football. And I think, you know, again, just gauging against ourselves from the previous week, I thought that we made, you know, big strides.
Okay, we will come back with more of this edition of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, Vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruiser Wash, they're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE-certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebree, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, this segment being joined by senior nickel defensive player Tanner Patton. Tanner, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
Not bad, not bad. All right. Well, obviously, you guys home opener last week against Boston got a big win over the Bulldogs. Just some thoughts on the defense and the play last week against Boston.
I just feel like our defense, really a family. I feel like that we've all been putting in that work and the grind ever since last year, November, December. We've just been getting every day in the weight room, on the field, in the classroom. I feel like this defense has the chance to do something this Castle team hasn't done in a very long time, and that is take it to the next level of state. And I feel like we have all the right pieces to do it, and we just got to go out there and improve it.
Well, obviously,
I feel like the bot. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Sorry to cut you off there, but I was going to say, I mean, defensively, you look at, you know, the modern-day game, and I know you guys probably just didn't even really want to watch the tape, especially the last few minutes of that football game. What areas do you feel that the defense made the most improvement from week two to week three, Tanner?
I mean, I feel like our corners and our safeties, I mean, tremendously. I mean, our drops look, I mean, if you go from film to film, from modern-day to Bossy, tremendous improvement. I mean, it's almost like you look at it and you're just like, wow, like that's unbelievable how much better you can get with your drops. And we did have a couple of position changes, which probably gave us more benefit out of that, moving people around, getting people to where we need them to go. But I feel like that also improved and helped our game in week three against Boston.
You know, because they've got athletes kind of all over the field. And, you know, as Coach Hurd always talks about, you know, getting 11 hats to the football. And so I would think that you probably had a pretty intensive practice week last week getting ready for Boston, try to not make the same mistakes maybe defensively that you did the week before.
Yes, sir. I feel almost every practice, we're coming into practice with the mindset we have to get better and that these days you're never going to get back, especially for a senior. So I feel like the day that you're out there on that field, that is the only day you're going to get, and you aren't going to get that back. And I feel that all of our seniors and our full team, honestly, we get out there, we grind every single day of the week, Monday through Saturday, and repeat every single week, and just ready to get after it.
Well, now you guys turn your attention to the Harrison Warriors tomorrow night over there at Romaine Stadium. They've had a couple of really close games. They come in without a win, but they challenged certainly Jasper, and last week just lost by 10 points to North. What have you seen on film this week from the Harrison offense that you guys have been working on in preparation for the game tomorrow night?
I mean, of course, every team is different, but this team, these Harrison Warriors, they're definitely a lot better than we saw last year. They've definitely brought up some people to step up for them, and I feel like we're ready. We've been preparing. We've been doing our homework on them, and I think it'll be a good game. You know, I mean, you can't look at any team like they're not good. I mean, every team, you got to look at them like they're the best that you're going to verse all year. So, I mean, that's just the mindset you have to take going into it, and I feel like if we take that mindset throughout the rest of the season, I feel like this team could go some places.
Well, certainly their quarterback has improved drastically from last year to this year. Ryland Knapp, the young man, and he's had some big ball games. Do you expect an awful lot of passing from Harrison tomorrow night, or are they going to try to mix in the pass with the run? I mean, what's kind of the game plan going on?
I believe that they're going to try and get that ball to their strong core with the wide receivers. We believe that they're going to try and gun it in there a couple times down the field and run it. But I feel our defense more than ready to stop them and give the Warriors another loss.
All right. Well, Tanner, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and good luck tomorrow night against Harrison.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Tanner Patton. We'll come back and we'll get the scouting report on the Warriors from head coach Doug Hurt when this Castle Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash, they're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, the Knights on the road. They'll pay a visit to the Harrison Warriors at Romaine Stadium tomorrow night. Doug Hurtwood joining us. Well, Coach, Harrison coming into this game tomorrow night, they're 0-3. In the last 2 weeks, one possession lost up at Jasper, and then last week it was a one possession game with North for a majority of it. Ended up losing that game 13-3. Just as you watch the film of Coach Sutton and the Warriors this year, your thoughts?
Well, Dan, I think quite possibly, and this is certainly not coach talk, this is reality, I think they could be the best 0-3 team in Southern Indiana. I think they've got a lot of weapons. They've got an excellent quarterback play. They've got a defense that really stifled and frustrated North for the better part of the game last week. So I think they're highly underrated, and if we overlook them, you know, we're going to be 2-2. So certainly record is not indicative of how they've been playing. I think if I'm Coach Sutton, and I'm sure he is, I'm selling that we're super close. What better team, you know, what better way to get a, you know, get a W and get over the hump this weekend than at home versus the Knights. So, as usual, I'm pretty nervous going into the game and have a little anxiety because I think, you know, they might be one of the best kept secrets around.
Well, and you talked about, too, Doug, and every coach says it's more about us. I mean, we certainly look at tape of the opposition, put a game plan and stuff together. So what's been kind of the points of emphasis this week for you guys offensively, defensively, special teams, just to kind of build on what you guys did last week against Boise and apply that and probably find some more areas to improve on in this game with Harrison?
Well, Dan, I think the big thing is assignment integrity. And so if you look at any portion of our team, whether it be special teams kicking or offense or defense, it's doing your job. And sometimes, you know, as a fan, you get frustrated. What does that mean? And I think the biggest thing for us is in our secondary, making sure that we do our job. If you're supposed to over jam as a corner and stop that receiver from making progress down the field and then drop to your zone, you have to do that. If you're a safety, you know, you can't see something in front of you in that dangling carrot and come up and play in a zone you're not. You're responsible for anything over 22 yards, then you stay deep, stay on your hash, and you've got anything over 22 yards, and you have to be there. For, you know, our linebackers and defensive linemen, it's gap integrity. We're a one-gap defense. Make sure that you know your assignment, that you do your job, that you don't take the cheese, so to speak, in zone coverage, if they run, as my friend Mike Murphy, and I've made it part of my repertoire talking to our linebackers all the time, if there's one in front of you, there's one behind you, meaning offenses are going to attack zone coverage, they're going to put one in front of you and hope that you jump it, and they're going to have another route coming behind you, you know, and hope that you jump the shallow and short of the in favor of throwing the deeper route. And so, you know, you kind of work opposite that when you're a zone football team, and that you want to take away the deepest, and we want to sprint tackle and break on things that are thrown in the no cover zone, that 5 yard area from the line of scrimmage to the, you know, 5 yards pass, force no cover zone throws, and then break into the no cover zone, and you know, hit with great physicality and take away extra yardage. Fives can't become six, sevens, and eights because of the way that we attack the no cover zone and leverage the football. I think on offense, it's all about assignments and making sure that you win your one-on-one battle. You can't have run-throughs where two guys are responsible on the offensive line for a defensive lineman to a linebacker, and we don't look at the linebacker and don't see him coming because we should have four eyes on him. Quarterback and skill guys, we got to take care of the football. You know, turnovers are the first battle that we have to win, and we talk about every week. You have to win the turnover battle. And so for your defensive group, you got to try to force turnovers, and that comes with the physicality of playing zone coverage and breaking into no cover zone and hoping that, you know, receivers and backs get tired of catching short passes and getting machine gunned by, you know, seven guys in the back end of the defense that have their eyes on the quarterback and see everything that's coming in front of them. So, you know, I think it's multifaceted kicking game. You know, we've got to win the battle of field position. You know, we need to gain more yardage in the kicking game and make big plays in the kicking game more so than we lose them. And, you know, the offensive, defensive sides of the ball, it's just playing sharper, Dan. And that, you know, if I'm a fan, that drives me crazy. What does that even mean? You guys, you know, blew a lead, you know, in a big game, or you narrowly won this game. You play sharper. What does that mean? I think any, you know, great coach is going to look at that, you look at his team critically and say, hey, what do we need to do better? You know, before you move on to the opponent, before you look at what the next team that you play, what they're doing, how about you look at yourself and ways that you contributed to your success or failure in the previous week? And I think doing that critically separates really good coaches from mediocre ones.
Well, the Castle Knights and the Harrison Warriors tomorrow night, Romaine Stadium, kickoff set for 6:30. Doug, brother, appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best to you and the Knights tomorrow night in this conference game with Harrison.
Dan, I enjoyed it, and I appreciate all that you do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Doug Hirth. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.